people, as well as animals, could be engaged in a struggle for existence. People like the striking worker and his anxious, poverty-stricken family in this painting by Hubert von Herkimer. It was, in fact, the work of an economist rather than a zoologist that first suggested to Darwin how natural selection arose through the struggle between living things. Diana Donald.
In Origin of Species, Darwin explained that his ideas had begun to gel when he, almost by accident, picked up and reread a book by a man called the Reverend Thomas Malthus, his essay on the principle of population. Malthus pointed out that more children were born and more young were born to animals than the earth could possibly feed. Food couldn't be grown as fast as humans could reproduce themselves. So he suggested that really, provision for the poor in the way of workhouses and relief of various kinds was misguided, that it was better to let nature take its course and for the weak to perish. I don't think that Darwin ever really accepted the implications of that idea, because Darwin saw kindness and sympathy as essential and valuable human traits.
In Herkimer's imposing canvas, the struggle for existence takes on a political dimension.
This is not just someone, you know, sort of meekly giving way to poverty, but fighting against it, torn between the decision as to whether he will keep faith with his comrades and maintain the strike, or whether he'll go back to work in order to feed his starving wife and children. You can see a tear running down the face of his wife. So it's an inner struggle as well as a struggle that's being very publicly conducted in Victorian society of the time.